By Dr. Yi-Wing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi-Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good.
We just like to tell our listeners, if you're listening for the first time, this show is designed to prove that chronic disorders, anything, you name it, pain, allergies, asthma, diabetes, Alzheimer's, infections, depression, can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. And we've been proving this through live radio shows for the past almost 5 years with weekly live guests telling about Dr. Tong's treatments. You can check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have all of our past shows archived. We're coming up on our 200th show, so we have about at least two or three cases, sometimes four or five cases every week. So that's almost 1,000 cases if you look at it that way. Give us a call if you'd like to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call now toll-free at 866-870-5752. Is there anything you want to add before I kind of recap last week's shows?
No, go ahead.
For those of you who missed our show last week, we had a couple very interesting cases. Mary, who has been suffering from chronic pancreatitis for some time, fibromyalgia, knee pain, neuropathy, ankle pain, memory loss, she has had acute attack of pancreatitis almost every week before seeing Dr. Tong for the past 2 years. And every time she would go to the ER, they would give her Vicodin, just tell her not to eat so that her pancreas wouldn't act up. And she would also bloat come profusely. Her abdomen would bloat, and she would be ravenous and so hungry because she wasn't able to digest any of her food. After the first treatment with Dr. Tong, her bloating and the pain subsided considerably.
So was the hunger.
And her hunger was also much more normal. She also had acute lithium toxicity, which was given by a doctor who thought she was bipolar, and when in fact she was not. She was more depressed because she was overweight. Now she's off all of her medication, I believe.
Yes.
And she's doing a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
We also had Janetta with us. She's been on our show 2 times. She's been diagnosed with hypertension, anxiety attack, back pain, neck pain, insomnia, fatigue, nausea. She was hospitalized 3 times last year for hypertension. She's tried numerous medications but did not want to stand them because of the side effects. They make her very sick. She's had a few treatments with Dr. Tong now. She was able to sleep through the night now. She had insomnia. Her blood pressure has come down. Her pain that she had from an auto accident is also much better.
She's on less medication.
Yeah, less medication. Mm-hmm. Give us a call again. Our number for an appointment is 714-556-8664. If you have any questions, call us now toll-free. We'll answer them for you, 866-870-5752. We have a couple guests scheduled for today, and they're coming up. I also want to kind of review who we had last 2 weeks ago, which were very good cases. Mike, who's been suffering from sciatic pain for the last 9 months. He went to a chiropractor for 7 months without much relief. He was on some naproxen for pain, which also didn't give him much relief. After his first treatment with Dr. Tong, his right sciatic pain was 95% improved, and that was verbatim from what he said. He's also been suffering from hypertension, low thyroid, for many, many years. Now he's off all of his medication, off his thyroid medication, off his high blood pressure medication, off his cholesterol medication. His numbers look even better now. His thyroid is even more optimal than when he was on his medication. His blood pressure is lower than when he was on his medication. And his cholesterol is lower than when he was on his medication.
His thyroid was 1.5 before, and the normal is between 3 to 7. Now his thyroid is 10. Above normal, mm-hmm. on no medication.
Right, and he's
the
lost
blood pressure had been normal since the first treatment.
Right, which has been
yes.
just only
I still had to work on his sleep apnea, mm-hmm. which usually responds really fast. But in his case, he has internalized many sufferings from the friend he tried to help. He is a very caring person, mm-hmm. and he take into too much of their suffering. You know, he should be caring but detached. You know, when you worry, when you get angry, get worried about other people, it doesn't change the situation. Just be nice and be helpful, but don't take into other people's suffering.
Right, and the point of this is that a lot of emotional trauma and sickness that we internalize into ourselves manifests physically into symptoms. Mm-hmm. And that's why there is this mind-body connection that we talk about every week that causes symptoms and quote-unquote disease. The other person who was on our show, which actually was also a very amazing case, is Lucille, who has been suffering from severe acid reflux, or as the professional medical profession would like to call it, GERD, or gastroesophageal reflux disease, for 2 years. She refused the medication because the side effects were horrendous for her. After her first treatment with Dr. Tong, her condition, she said, improved 90%. She used to wake up with severe stomach pain from the acid reflux, and now she has no acid reflux. And also her fatigue is much better. She was very tired. And I think there's also a general misconception about acid reflux. What the medical profession wants to do is they want to give you an antacid to decrease the acid in your stomach, when in fact the reason why you have this this GERD or whatnot is because you don't have enough acid in your stomach. Is that correct, Dr. Tong?
True, okay. It's because you need acid, hydrochloric acid. The stomach is very, very acidic. Mm-hmm. When you have a lot of acid from your own body, you can digest all the food, especially the protein, the meat. Mm-hmm. When you get worried, your acid secretion is lower as a result. Okay, your meat and acidic stuff did not get digested, and as a result, the rotting of the protein.
Yeah,
okay, putrefaction. Okay, and that is what rotting.
That's what's causing acid.
In the past, give Mylanta, give Maalox.
And now all these proton pump inhibitors, Prevacid.
Same thing.
You
are treating symptoms.
Protonics.
They are ruining so many people.
Actually, that
it's not
will
even
make
funny.
You worse in the long run, because then your stomach has no acid, and then your food will not be able to.
That was a problem in the first place.
Yeah, it's a
okay?
huge thing.
So you make the problem worse because of ignorance.
Right. So acid reflux can be treated. You do not have
and
to be on
be
medication.
Cured, be not cured. Just treated.
Right. Well, we have our first guest with us today. Let's get her on the line. Tanya. Is Tanya there?
Yes.
Hi, Tanya.
Welcome to our show.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
How are you doing?
How are you? That's the question.
Oh, I'm doing much better. I do every better every time I see Dr. Tong.
Tanya's story is amazing. She's been on our show actually a few times. Why don't you start from the beginning before you even came back to see this Dr. Tong the second time?
Before I came back to see Dr. Tong the second time, I had a really hard time coming because the insurance companies didn't want me to come. Mm-hmm. They wanted me to go and see doctor after doctor. And for a week at Christmas time, I was in the hospital.
Okay, this was last year, right?
Yeah, just this past year.
Uh-huh.
Just a couple months ago. And I was in there for a week. And none of the doctors, they did tests. I was doing two or three tests a day mm-hmm. for 7 days. And they could not find a thing wrong with me.
What was wrong? You had severe stomach pain, or what was the issue?
I was having severe diarrhea. I was having severe vomiting.
Okay.
And couldn't keep anything down. I went from 125 down to about 110, 108.
And for the people who didn't know your story, you were born with all your intestine, everything all in the opposite wrong place.
Backwards, is that correct?
Backwards.
I was born backwards. Everything that's supposed to be on the right is on the left and vice versa.
And they did some surgery to correct and put in the correct, the quote-unquote right place.
Anatomical
right place. Mm-hmm. And as a result, you get worse.
Well, I had one doctor that finally put me back the way I was born. But it still didn't fix me.
Mm-hmm. But it's better than after the surgery they tried to correct you.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
After the surgery they tried to correct me, I was still so sick. I was vomiting 8 to 10 times a day. Still about 101 pounds then. I could wear a size 0 and I'm 5'8".
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's
And I wasn't
skinny.
Able to drink any water. The only thing I could basically eat and keep down was crackers and Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I started seeing Dr. Tong, and I couldn't walk because I'd been in a severe accident. Couldn't walk, was in a wheelchair, and in less than 3 months of seeing Dr. Tong, my stomach started improving. I was out of the wheelchair and walking. I was able to drink water for the first time,
mm-hmm.
which I was overjoyed because I hadn't been able to drink it before since before the surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
And
so it was only 3 months that you had the treatments with Dr. Tong. This was
less than three months. October 22nd, and he got me walking before January of 2003.
Okay, so this was actually a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And now I understand that also you had a surgery to put you back how you were when you were born. Is that correct?
That's what you said.
I had that back in 95.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was put back. Okay.
95, and then they corrected that in 97. And then when my husband left for Iraq, they changed insurances. And when I came back, they didn't want to let me go and see Dr. Tong.
Mm-hmm.
I did begging, pleading, crying. And finally they let me go, and since I've been seeing Dr. Tong, I've had such great improvements. My mm-hmm. stomach works. I was taking about 30 medications.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you taking right now?
I'm taking only two.
Okay. Only
two is all I'm taking. I'm taking pain medication, but each time I see Dr. Tong, I'm going to be able to reduce that, and he's also helping me with my sleeping. So within the next couple of months or less, I'm a very complicated case, so within the next couple months or less, I'll be off all medications and just taking some vitamins, and that's it. And Dr. Tong, he's just absolutely wonderful. Without him, I would not be where I am now. I would probably be in some type of a retirement home because I wasn't able to take care of myself after the accident. And I had to have my husband help me with everything I did. But with seeing Dr. Tong, he helped me to get up and start walking and have more of a normal life than what I was having.
Well, you can check my website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have 195 shows, almost 5 years, and we got stories like Mary, like Mike, and then we got Mike share his story again and give some comments on Mary's story. But Mary, why don't you tell us what happened after my first treatment?
Well, after the first treatment, I noticed something, you know, right away. I was feeling really low on energy, and my stamina wasn't very good. And I also, just from a scheduling standpoint, actually, during that, after that first treatment, I ended up moving. And so I had a lot of physical labor, essentially, that I was doing. I mean, I tried not to do a lot of lifting, but I stopped taking my medications 3 days after our first treatment. And
what medication were you on?
Everything.
How many pills?
I think I was on probably about...
Okay, we're back. We had a little disconnect there, but we're back. We were talking about Tanya from Temecula. Who, are you there, Tanya?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sorry, we got disconnected.
That's okay.
So you were on 30 different medications?
Yes, I was.
And now you're on 2 different medications.
Now my 2, and my stomach is completely better. I can eat just about everything. I do stay away from fried foods. But other than that, I can eat everything, and I don't get sick, and it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So what, thanks to Dr. Song.
What medication are you taking right now?
Right now I'm just taking my pain medication.
Mm.
And every once in a while a sleep aid. But every time I come and see you, you help me with that, and it gets better each time.
And I do not do any tests. I don't do any tests. You told us that when you're in the hospital, they do a whole bunch of tests.
No, you don't do any tests at all.
Yeah, the tests...
You give the initial consultation to find out what's wrong with us. And, in fact, the first time I went and saw you, I couldn't even stay awake. I fell asleep,
right.
And you had to ask my husband to answer to the questions because I couldn't even talk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I fell asleep during our consultation because I was so drugged up.
Yeah,
and
you know,
medication.
I noticed the difference in Tanya too, because you came a couple months ago, actually in March, and you couldn't even walk, you couldn't talk, and now I saw you actually just a couple days ago, and you're so different. Your voice is you can talk now.
Yeah, the voice is much different. Yeah.
Mm. Well, Tanya, that's great. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We will have
you
again.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Once you're 100% better.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have all of our past shows archived on the website. If you have any questions, give us a call now, toll-free at 866-870-5752. Okay, I think we have Michael on the line. Is Michael there? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Elaine? Michael. Yes, welcome to our show.
Hi, doctor. How are you?
Hi, Michael. Yes.
Good. I'd been to you for problems with my eyes and with digestion and also
an
injury on the hip, and everything got better. I am going to come back and see you in the near future. I still have a little bit deficit on the near vision, and I want to see if we can work on that.
Wow.
And about, I know you previously, moments ago, talked about the patient who had the bad acid reflux disease. Well, that's what I had too.
Mm-hmm.
That was somewhat milder than that, probably, but in one single treatment, it was gone.
Yes,
and it was. I still do have about a 10% of a deficit there, and I want you to work on that too.
Sure.
But I had a question for you, Dr. McMee. Something
you
could expound on. I've been thinking about this now for a couple of weeks. You've mentioned before that you have the ability to treat the whole range of mental and physical problems.
Yes.
What happens if you have someone who has schizophrenia, psychosis? Those, can you explain what those are in your construct and how you would go about treating those?
Yes. In fact, we have one patient that was diagnosed as schizophrenia. Okay.
Right.
Her mom and he said that he was possessed by the devil. The devil keep on talking to him. He hear the voices. Like my son. My son had done it for quite a few years, and he still hears their voices right now. But when he gets strong, the voices become friendly. It doesn't bother them anymore.
Yeah.
Every single problem, whether it's mental disease or physical disease, has to do with mind-body blockage. The separation between you as a spirit and mind not able to get in the body. In a deeper level, that manifests as mental problem like schizophrenia. So it doesn't matter what you call it, okay? The mom, in this case, in fact, the patient named Matthew. You guys might want to look it up. When he first came to see me, he was actually a child prodigy. He was throwing up, shouting, and could not dress, could not eat, could not shower. And he, when he wanted to walk, he fell violently back. And when he first came to see me, I saw his video before, and this kid was so motivational. But this kid I saw in my office, he was just stare down at the off on the, in the floor, no response, and just like a retarded boy. I got him well within 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes. Now, to explain why it happens, he was very stressed out. He had a lot of pressure on him to do well in school, and he couldn't handle it.
Every single problem in this universe, whether it's in the body, in the family, in a company, or in any level of our existence, it had to do with the mind not being able to control the body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a mastermind in every level. In a company, is a CEO. In a household, is head of household.
Right.
In you, is a spirit. Mm-hmm. You are a spirit. When you die, somebody will point to your dead body and say, Michael is no longer there. They didn't say, oh, Michael is there. Michael is not there anymore. So
right.
You are a spirit, and a living spirit. All your thoughts, feelings, intelligence are out in the air in this energy that the Chinese call qi.
Mm-hmm.
So different qi goes in your body, and stress, diet, and so forth cause blockage, and these qi then go in your part of the body. If it's deep enough, then you have mental problems.
Right. It is definitely...
And what would you say also about, you know, the Alzheimer's is another dimension of the same thing. Now, that's from lesions on the brain, isn't it, primarily?
No. Okay, not from lesions at all. The lesions in the brain are just another symptom.
Okay.
Everything is from blocking of the qi.
Right.
The blocking of qi makes the DNA do the wrong thing. Like your supervisor not supervising, then... management, not managing labor. Labor make the wrong part. Okay, so all these things here, everything that the Western people do in the tests are symptoms.
Okay.
And that's exactly why I don't do any tests. All you find out is more symptoms.
Yeah, I was impressed with me. You didn't do any tests at all. You just went.
No, I haven't done any tests with anybody for 20 years.
Mike, it's so good to hear from you. How's your wife doing?
She needs to come in and see you also. The treatments. I should mention to you, the treatments that you did. She has blood sugar problems, as you remember, Elaine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And where, you know, the typical thing that the body doesn't process the sugars properly, you don't have energy. After the treatments that you did those on her, not Dr. Tong, and she has been dramatically better ever since that time regard. But she has a lot of other stresses.
Right, she has emotional stress. I know.
It's just with the work and with family and everything else. You know, her mother is one with the Alzheimer's, so we're going through a lot with that. But she wants to come in again also and have you work on that and a few other things.
Yeah.
So we look forward to that.
Well, Mike, thanks for calling in. It's good to hear from you. We'll hear from you soon, yes?
Yeah, we'll see you soon, huh?
Okay, have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have one more guest really quickly. Let's get to Scott. Is Scott there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Scott. Welcome to our show.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Tom?
Fine. How are you, Scott?
Oh, I'm a lot better, sir. I'm feeling great today, actually.
Yes.
And how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong?
Just one.
Tell us what happened.
Yeah, what did you come to see Dr. Tong for?
Well, I have a variety of problems, you know, ranging from pain in my wrists, my joints, and my back, and my ankles, you know, some miscellaneous, I guess just general discomfort associated with work-related injuries. Anyway, the treatments he gave me were wonderful. At this stage, it's early in the process, but I already feel a lot of improvement in the range of motion and the, the movement of my joints.
And how long did you have this problem for?
I've had it for about 5 years now.
5 years.
4 or 5 years.
It's so what happened to the miracle American medicine? Yes.
Yeah, I know.
5 years of suffering.
And you also had migraines, is that correct?
Yes, I do. And, you know, it hasn't. I'm not sure I've had enough time yet to know if it's up in that respect, because I only have them, you know, periodically. I don't have them daily.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm definitely very positive about the treatment. And
you're feeling better, right?
Yeah, just the it takes a lot of...
emotionally you're better?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You can focus more?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Improves your outlook a lot, generally, because you know you're getting...
results.
Right, exactly. And even if it's not according to, you know, conventional medicine, the theory behind Dr. Tong's approach is very...
makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, because you are a mind, you are a spirit, you are in control of the body. Before you saw me, you were not quite yourself.
And this is after... This is after one treatment, huh, Scott?
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're running out of time.
You'll have to call us again when you get even better.
Yes.
I'll be coming in Monday, Dr. Tong.
Okay.
I'll be right back down there again.
We'll get you better again.
Thanks for calling in, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Scott on the line with us. He only had one treatment for joint back pain, decreased mobility for 5 years, and she's already feeling so much better. And you can see these cases on our radio show, drtong.com, drtong.com. But if you'd like to make an appointment, call us now at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have all of our past shows archived, and you can listen to those if you miss it, okay? Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts. This is Elaine saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.
Dr. Tong, MD, is brought to you by Dr. Yi-Wing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
It is just about Elmer Dill's time. We are just...